Okay, we're in Daf Nun Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah Nun Aleph Nun Beis. So we're in the sugi here of Oinah, overcharging. So till now we've been discussing when you buy something and someone pays you either more or less than the value, so either the Meicher got cheated or the Lokech got cheated. Now the Mishnah is talking about with coins themselves. Now remember, it's very important to understand, coins in those days were not just symbolic. Coins were actually worth the value of the precious metal that was in a particular coin. So if you had a coin made out of silver and it was a sella, that means there was a certain amount of silver in there which was actually worth a sella. Now over time, metal coins tend to get worn out. And at some point in time, enough of the coin gets worn out that it's no longer considered having that perfect weight of a sella, and then you cannot use it to buy. And I actually went to the store to use such a coin. They would not give you a sella's worth of produce because they would weigh the coin. And they would say, hey, this coin is missing a certain amount of its weight, and therefore it's not worth a sella, it's worth less. So our mission is discussing, when does dinei ona'ah, cheating, kick in when you're dealing with trading money? So says the Mishnah, so how much would a sella be missing for it to be considered? Our Mishnah says for it not to be ona'ah, which would mean that up to the point the Mishnah is going to determine it's not ona'ah. If it's missing more than that, it is ona'ah. So Meiraimer, Arba Isoris. If you have a sella, now just to translate this into some sort of usable numbers that we can work with, and is a sella is made up of 768 prutas. Okay, just putting everything down to the lowest common denominator. The lowest coin they used was a pruta. So a sella is made up of 768 prutas. And Isser is 8 prutas. Okay, so Mishnah Remeir says Arba Isaris, so 4 Isaris, which would be 32 prutes, 32 out of 768, which if you do the math is 1/24. So 1/24 is the amount of Ainah. If the coin is missing 1/24 of its weight, that's when it is usher to use that coin as a sella. Isar la dinner. Another example of 1/24 is an isar to a dinner. So there are 24 isar in a dinner. So if a dinner, which is obviously a smaller coin than a sella, if a dinner is missing one isar's worth, 1/24, that is going to be the shear right now. That is shitas Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, arba pujanais, punjan la dinner. You have another shear he's talking about, not an isar. He's talking about something called a pujan. A pujan is made up of 2 isar. So instead of 4 isar, he's talking about 8 isar. Abra punjan is 8 isar. So double the amount that Remeir said, or punjan the dinner, which is also double. So instead of being 1 out of 24, it's 1 out of 12. So it has to be missing a lot more for it to be considered not a proper sella. So not 1/24, but actually 1/12. Double that again. So instead of 4 pajanas, which we said is going to be 8 isser, he says 8 pajanas, which is 16 isser, shnei pajan on the dinner, which is the magic number that we've been talking about till now of a sixth. So 1/6. So Shimon says 1/6, Rabbi Yehuda says 1/12, and Remeir says 1/24. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Now, we obviously have to understand how those numbers fit in with everything we've been discussing till now in terms of a sixth or a third. And Rav Tarf, we'll talk about that right away in the Gemara. And Masai Mutalach, so we already said in the previous Mishnah, when you're buying and selling something, how long do you have to check out the price? And we talked about that it being Kadesh Yir Latagar or Lekrevi, you could show it to someone. We said, Rav Tarfon said, you had the whole day. We discussed whether this applies only to the Lekeach or even the Meicher. Rav Nachman said the Meicher has forever to check the price. When it comes to money, says our Mishnah, Bikra, it depends where you are. Bikrachim, if you're in a big city that there are bankers all around, Akadesh Yir Lashulchani, so you could show the coin to a banker and he can determine if it is of proper value and weight. Big farm, if you're in a small town where there isn't a shulchan all around, so ad arve shabbosis, they used to be busy. Apparently, they didn't have any in the small towns like a shuk or something that normally we talk about Mondays and Thursdays. These towns apparently they didn't have that. So therefore, we're only talking about an Arab Shabbos when everyone is coming to buy and sell. And then obviously, if you try to use a coin that's not valid, someone will catch you on it. So if it passes Arab Shabbos and you don't validate your coin, you lose your opportunity to have a tain again of oyna. Imhayim akira. Let's say Reuven gives Shimon one of these bad coins. And then 8 months later, which is way past the time that we give Shimon to validate the coin, Shimon comes and gives that coin back to Reuven. So Mahi Makira, if Reuven recognizes it as being his own coin, somehow he knows this is the coin he gave him, then even after 12 months, he is Mekabalit, and they only have a complaint. What does this mean? Why should he be Mekabalit if we just said you're not Mekabalit after a week or after Erev Shabbos? Hold on, the more we'll explain, and the more we'll also explain what does it mean, Enlo Yalov Tarumas. If you have this coin which is missing enough that it would be oina, so again, either it's 1/6, 1/12, 1/24, either way, says the Mishnah, you can still use this coin to be part of Maaser Sheni. The truth is, this coin is still a usable coin, and the only people who don't like to use these coins are people who are very, very medactic in things. It's apparently not in a healthy way. It's a nefesh ra, and therefore we still consider it a valid coin. Because remember, even if the coin is missing some value, that doesn't mean it's a puzzle coin. That just means it's not worth the full value that you write on it. So if you weigh it, you can determine it's worth 10% less than a seller. It's worth 20% less than a seller, whatever it happens to be. It still can somewhat be used as a currency up until a certain point. And therefore, for Maaser Sheni, it is still good enough. We'll see more details in the Gemara. Says Rav Armini, we have a Brice which seems to say slightly different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, that the numbers we're going to talk about, 1/24, 1/12, 1/6, at that stage, it's still not oina. The Brice says, Ramini, ad kamate sela chaser v'yia oina. And then it says the same list of numbers, 1/24, 1/12, 1/6. And when it's mashma, that number is already oina. So there's an ostar before or at these numbers. Our Mishnah is talking about if you're missing just less than this amount, it's okay. A little bit more, it's okay. A little bit more, it's okay. Until you get to this amount, is the most you can be missing for it to still be okay. More than that is no good. The Brisa is talking about Melmata Lamaila. If you're saying this is too much, this is the border lie. So Rashi says, ein arba bechlal lo yia. So the arba is not bechlal lo yia by now. Once you reach arba, once you reach the four, again, the 1/24, 1/12, the 6, then already it is going to be in the parsha of Oina. Says, well, Maishna Basela de Pligi. Over here, we have the whole machlekes. Is it a 12th? Is it a 6th? Is it a 24th? Maishna Batalis Loi Pligi. But by Talis, we don't see that. By Talis, we talk about a 6th and a 3rd. But and we pass in Lachar like Rabbanan. We never discuss 12th and the 24th. So I'm a Rava, or some gears says, have it here. Rabba, Mantana Talis of Shimon, and a Chanami. That just like they argue in our Mishnah by money about a 24th or a 12th or a 6th, the same thing applies by Talis. And now, which we always talk about a 6th, by a Talis, was Shittas of Shimon. But in the Chanami, Shittas of Meir would be a 24th, and Shittas of Yehuda would be a 12th, would already be, oh no. Abaye Amar, no. There's a difference between Talis and money. Talis, ad shtus machol inshi. By Talis, up to a 6th, if you get overcharged up to a 6th, people are maichol. Dami inchi oshik legabach. You should spend extra money when you have to cover yourself. You're willing to pay a little bit more for clothing or things of that nature. But shabbat lekrei seich. When you're buying food or something, maybe you don't want to overpay. But when you're buying clothing, you're willing to overpay up to a 6th. But sell them by a coin. Chivin loy sagile. It's not actually worth that amount. Loy macho. You're not going to be maichel. And therefore, a little bit, you will of course be maichel, but not necessarily up to a 6th. Shimon says it's a 6th all across. But Remeir says that when it comes to money, people are not willing to pay more. They're willing to only to pay if it's missing only a 24th. Or Yudas says a 12th. Comes to a beget, everybody agrees. People are willing to pay a little bit more, and therefore you're meichel up to a 6th. Gufa. Ad kamate sela chaser v'yabayna. So this is the price we quoted before. So how much is oina? Remeir Amar Arba Yisrus Issa Dinner, which we said is 1/24th, very little amount. Yudar Medal Pujanus Pujanus Dinner, which is 1/12th. If Shimon Amar Shmeri Pujanus Shnei Pujanus Dinner, which is a 6th. Now the Brisa continues. Yasser al Kain, if it's more than that, if it's missing more than that, Meichra Bishavya. So if it's missing more than that, so it's not clear. Does more than that mean it's missing more? Or does more than that mean it's missing less? We'll have to see. And Meichra Bishavya means instead of selling it for the represented amount of the seller, you sell it for what the actual amount of the weight of the metal is. We'll see how you learn Pshat in that Brisa in a second. Ad kama tifakas, how much could it be missing? If you are sure of the kaima. Now the price continues to another issue. which is if you have a coin that's missing money, besides the fact that you shouldn't use it because you might you're cheating somebody, you really shouldn't have these coins around at all. The pasuk, as we quoted yesterday, says hin tzedek, eifat tzedek, moznei tzedek. You're not supposed to keep improper weights, and included in that would be improper money around your house. So at what point do we have to be afraid this is considered improper money and people are going to use it to cheat? So the Brisa says, b'sela ad shekel. If you have a sela, which we said is worth 2 shekel, right, a sela we said is going to be worth 2, we didn't say it, I'm telling you now, I'm sorry, that a sela is worth 2 shekel. So if a sela is worth 2 shekel, so if the amount of weight that's missing off the sela is up to a half, that is okay. If it's missing more than that, it's no good. Now why? So Rashi explains that if it's up to a shekel, so people see this is not, people can tell that it's not a sela size, it's a shekel size, and therefore they're not going to be confused. But once it gets less than a shekel, apparently due to the nature of the size, the width or flatness of a sela, people might get confused and not be sure if this is 100% shekel or 90% shekel or 80% shekel. And therefore, once it gets less than a shekel, you have to get rid of it. What about between a sela and a shekel? What if it was 150% of a shekel, but missing 25%? Hold on, we'll discuss that. But dinner ad raiva. By a dinner, you only have to get rid of it. You get rid of it when it's missing a quarter. What does that mean? Digmar will explain. Pachas mikan iser. If it's less than that in iser, then it's usser. Pashut pshat sounds like then it's usser to keep this type of coin around. That sentence makes no sense also because we just said there's a demarcation line. We said the sela, once it's down to the size of a shekel, you have to get rid of it. What does it mean less than that even in iser? What does that mean? Digmar will explain. Hareza loyim karena, if you have such a coin which you're not supposed to keep around, don't sell it. Le tagger, not to someone in the shuk. Le cher, not to someone who's a ganef. Le harib, someone who's a threatening person. Because we're afraid people are going to accidentally use these coins and trick people into thinking it's a seller or a shekel or a dinner, and it's not really worth that much. So what should you do with it? Ele yakavenu, you should drill a hole in it. Vietalena b'tzavar benoy b'tzavar mita, you should wear it as a necklace. Or as a charm for your son or your daughter. That's the Brisa. Now let's go back to the Brisa line by line. Amamar, besela ad shekel, bediner ad roiva. So mamayishno besela ad shekel. By a sela, we said that if it goes down to the size of a shekel, that's okay. Umayisha bediner ad roiva. But by a dinner, we said it goes down to a roiva, which sounds like a quarter of a dinner. So why? It should be a half, like we just said. A sela gets down to a half of its own value, a shekel. So a dinner should be half of its own value. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, my roiva diktani nami roiva shekel. When it said by a dinner a roiva, it didn't mean a quarter of it. It meant a quarter of a shekel. A quarter of a shekel is actually going to be half a dinner exactly. And because a shekel is 2 dinner, so a quarter of a shekel is a half a dinner. So that's exactly the same proportion. A sela to a half of a sela, which is a shekel, or a dinner to a half of a dinner, which is a quarter of a shekel. I'm a rabbi dekanami, diktani rova, for diktani rivia. Rivia would be a quarter of itself. Rova means a quarter of something else. Shmami no. So I'm a dinner of a shekel. But why would you do that? Why would the Brisa express a half a dinner as being a quarter shekel? Just say half a dinner is a half a dinner. So the Milsavah Gevorkech Mashmona teach you a chiddush. Diko dinner dosim shekel, that you're allowed to take a shekel, which we said is double the size of a dinner, and if the shekel gets worn down, you could use it as a dinner. Half of a shekel would be a dinner. Why is that important? If you have a dinner that came from a shekel, so it was a large shekel, got rubbed down and scraped, and now it's the size of a dinner, you could keep it. But dinner abami sela, also the kind of, as we said, a sela that gets rubbed down to the size of a shekel, which is half of its volume, that's okay. But it gets rubbed down more than that, a quarter of its volume, to the size of a dinner, that would takabi usser. And as Rashi explains, again, because depending on the width of the actual coin, it's a little bit more confusing when it gets that small what the actual weight is, and therefore you might get confused. But a dinner from a shekel is okay, and a shekel from a sela is okay. But a dinner from a sela is usser to have. Next part of the Brice, it said, Pachas mikan iser usser. So Zemura, my comer, that doesn't make any sense. We just said that the demarcation between a sela, that with the coins you're allowed to keep at all in your house, is a sela to a shekel. Or we said a shekel to a dinner. What does it mean? If it's less than that in iser, then it's usser. If it's less than that, even a little bit, it's usser. Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar, Pichsa sela yis mikdeah no iser aser. We're not going on the halacha of keeping coins. We're going back on the original halacha of ayna. And we said by ayna, we said that halacha of 1/24th, 1/12th, or a sixth says abaya. And if it's pichsa sela yis mikdeah no iser, if it went down past that a little bit in iser, then it's aser. Then it would be ayna. Amalei Rav, what do you mean? Aviyalcha feel mashunami. If a mayor says 1/24th, if it's a slight bit more than that, it's aser. It's ayna. And if Rabbi Yehuda said a 12th, a slight bit more than that is aser. It's not an iser more than that, even the mashu more than that. Elamar Rava, no, you misunderstood what this line of the Brisa meant. This line of the Brisa meant, Pichsa sela iser le dinner aser, v'stamer kere meyer. He wanted to know how much could the sela be missing to be considered ayna. A iser to dinner, which we said is 1/24th, if 1/24th of the sela is missing, which we said is 4 iser, that would be the amount of ayna. That's all this halacha is telling you, and that would be stamak remeir, that the halacha is 1/24th. Now, if you pay attention, this is actually an interesting point. Because before Rava said that this machlekes here in our Mishnah of 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th is really the same machlekes we had by Talis. And here, we're passing like Rava. Rava's passing like remeir, 1/24th, which would mean all ayna and everywhere is not a 6th, it's a 24th. That's really wild. We never see anything like that. So many we showed him change the gears before it said from Rava to Rabba. And therefore we don't paskin before that like Rabba. We paskin over here Rava that by money the ayna is 1/24th, but we paskin that's only by money, not by anything else. But anything else is just a sixth. Tanan awesome. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Mesechtas Kelim. Sela shenifsela, if you have a coin that is no longer usable as a coin, vitkina sheyashekavu mishkalos. So you say, okay, instead of using it now as a coin, which is not a kli to be makabel tuma, now I want to use it as a weight. As a weight, and I'm going to use it as a weight in my shop to weigh things. So then tamei, now it's a kli, and it's able to become a makabel tuma, because it's no longer a coin, it's a weight. Ad kama tifsas v'yashar lekaima. How much do we say that you shouldn't keep it around if it's missing too much? So like we said before, the sela shnei darm, half of its value, half of its weight. Pachas mikan, yokos. Okay, if it's pachas mikan, we said you have to get rid of it. Yasser alkein mai, what if it's more? Meaning, what if it's in between a sela and a shekel? So a sela, we said, is 2 shekel. If it gets down to a shekel, we said it's okay. If it gets less than a shekel, you got to get rid of it. What if it's in between a sela and a shekel? So Amar Avuna, pachas mikan, yokos, yasser alkein yokos, and a chanami. You can only keep it if it's exactly half the size of a sela, which would be a shekel, which is a valid weight and a valid coin. But if it's more or less, it's going to be confusing and you got to get rid of it. Ravami Amar, no. Pachas mikan, yukos, yatsor ken yukayim. If it's more than that, if it's between a shekel and a sela, as Rashi explained, some people, you can tell the difference. If you can tell the difference, people will know it's not really the weight of a sela. They'll know what it is and they'll use it for its proper value. So Mesri of Bryce, the Bryce says, yatsor ken moicher v'shavi. If it's more than that, we said you sell it for its value. Now, how do you have a coin more than that? According to Vuna, if it's not exactly sela to a shekel, you got to get rid of it. My lav shepiksa yoyse mikidei ainasa. So it's more than aina and less than a shekel. It's in between that. And that is the point where Vuna said get rid of it. And here we say you can use it. Can't use it as full value, but you could use it as whatever its real weight is. So my lord, yeseira dakati like piksa mikidei ainasa pacha mishavio. No, if once it passes the ayna part, the 6th, the 12th, the 24th, whatever it is, and it has not yet reached a shekel, you're supposed to get rid of the coin in a chanami. If it has not yet reached ayna, then you can actually use it as its full value, because even though it's missing, let's say it's missing a 30th, it's missing a little bit of the value, that doesn't mean you have to only use it for less than a sela. You can use it for a full sela, because there's a certain point where people understand that every coin is missing a little bit, and therefore you can use it full value. Amar Mar says the Gemara. Oh, Meisri, sorry, Meisri. Ad kama tifachach sviyah shalikayma, but sela ad shekel. So we said if you have a sela ad shekel, you keep it. Now the question is, how did it get to the size of a shekel? My lav tapachas porta porta. The chayy had a sela and missed a little bit, got knocked off, a little bit more got scraped off, a little bit more got eroded, and eventually it got down to the shekel. Now wait a second. Once it gets to the shekel and said you're allowed to keep it, but how did it ever get that far? The chayy, once it was missing a little bit. More than I know, we just said, according to everyone, you got to get rid of the coin. We're talking about a case where somehow it fell into a fire or something very, very hot that melted it down to half its size immediately. You're right. If it was just chopped, 20% off of it, you got to get rid of the coin. You're not allowed to keep such a coin around. But if it broke in half in one swoop, if by a fire or whatever it is, that's when you can keep such a coin. If you have such a coin that's no good, you should drill a hole in it and you should use it as a charm or as a necklace. If you have this weight, which is not the proper weights, you should not use it between your weights. But as you can bring good choice, don't even throw it as pieces of broken metal. Don't even use it as a necklace, because we don't want them around the house. Grind it up, or yotuch, chop it into small pieces, or yokuts, or yalf yamamelach, or throw it at the yamamelach. We don't want these dangerous, wrong-weighted coins or wrong-weighted pieces of metal around your house. It's a kasha. Are you allowed to make it as a necklace or not? So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Elazar, like kasha, kam b'emtza, kam b'natzad. If you drill the hole in the middle of the coin, everybody can see that it's not a coin anymore, and then you don't have to worry about people using it. But if you drill the hole on the side of it, on the edge, could be someone come and just shave off the edge and then show the rest of the coin, and it'll be enough that people will think it's still a good, proper coin. So it depends how you drill the hole. If you drill the hole directly in the center where it's impossible to forge, then an echanami, it's going to be okay to use it as a charm or a necklace. So we said it depends if you're in a big city or a small town. By the Taos, we said, I could shear the tagger or kreifa. We said, as long as it takes to show them. Over here, we start differentiating. It's a big city or a small city. What's going on? You're right. When it said by a talis, did you show it to a merchant? That meant in a big city, we have merchants, but in a small city, then you don't have to close the deal that day. You can still have until Friday or whatever it is, till you can find the merchant to show it to. Rav Amar, no. Rav says, depends on what we're talking about. Talis, kolin shekim l'megava. Buy a beged, everybody knows the basic value. Sell a chim d'lavin shekim l'megava, ela shulchani, since over there, it's not everybody knows how to weigh them. You need a proper banker. Hilka b'krachim diko shulchani, buy in a big city where you have a banker available, at shekim l'shulchani. B'kfarim d'lach shulchani, arabi shabasas, the sok on the shuka, until you can go to the shuk and show it to everybody. We said in Vayim Akira, afil ha'chai shem esachet, shem ha'hecha. What are we talking about? Ibekrachin, if we're talking about in a big city, Ramad Achil Shokhani, that when you give someone a bad coin, and it's a no, so they have until the time it takes to show them to the banker, in a few hours. If they don't come back to you in a few hours, too bad. So why are you taking it back a year later? Ibekfar, if it's a small town, Ramad Avri Shabbasas, they have till the end of the week. But that's it. Why a year later are you taking the coin back? You don't have to take the coin back. So midas chasidus, if you pay the guy with the coin, and later on he comes back to you much, much, much later, and he says, hey, you gave me this coin, give me, you know, but take it back from me. Give me apples or whatever it is. And a chanami, mitam midas chasidus, you could do that. So, okay, so now keep reading the Braisa. He can only have complaints. Who's complaining? Laman, ila chasid, the chasid took back this bad coin. So he has complaints now? So lo yikablu 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 yikablu. So don't take it back and say you're a chasid and then complain. If you're taking it back as a chasid, then why are you complaining? Okay, so that can't be the pshat. It means that the guy who's trying to give it back to the chassid and the chassid takes it, the guy who gave it back to the chassid has complaints. So what do you mean? He gave it back, the chassid took it. Well, the boss in the cabinet, now you have a complaint? What did he complain? He took back the bad coin. What are you complaining about? So what is this whole line in the price? So if it's a non-chassid and you go to give him back the coin 12 months later and he refuses to take it, you can have a complaint against him, but halachically you're done. Halachically you only had until you could go to a shulchan or until the end of the week to give it back. If you didn't give it back by then, even though it was too much, doesn't matter. You have no halachic recourse. You could just have a complaint. The last halacha the Braisa said, the Mishnah said, no yislam ha'isa sheni v'ne chayshal nefesh ra'amara. Shmamino, Haman the Mike Bazuzi make an efeshah. Derech Agav, we see even this Mishnah. It's not just by a seller, by all coins. People who have super makpid on the value of every little coin, that's nefeshra, that someone who's like a kamtsana miser. Obviously, there's a point where you have to be makpid, you're being cheated. But to check and measure every single one, that's not considered normal, and therefore that's why the Mishnah says you could use it for miser. It says, Mabahani Mili, who decided that? It's obviously only if the coin is somewhat usable. If it's not usable at all, then you're not an nefesh ra. Then you're not, obviously, you're allowed to protect your financial interests. This Mishnah that we just said is a raya to Chizkiyah. What is this raya to Chizkiyah? Damar Chizkiyah, bala parta parta b'shavya. If you want to use this coin now, coin which already has a no. So the coin is missing, let's say the coin is missing 1/12 according to Behuda, or 1/24 according to your mayor. So you're not supposed to use this coin as the full value. You can use it as the real value. So it's missing a little bit. So instead of using it worth $100, you use it worth $98. That's fine. When you come to use it to be part of Meiser Sheni, then you can be Mechal B'Yafa. So you see, like Chizkiya said, like our Mishnah said, you can use this coin, even though it's missing some value, enough that it's already considered right now if you try to cheat somebody with it. But Lamaisa, it's considered a coin, and you can be part of Meiser Shein. So Lamaikamer, I don't say, what does this mean when it said in the Mishnah, when we just said that you're part of Bishavya, right? So what does that mean? Says Amar Abachi Kamer. So you said part of Bishavya, but Mechal B'Yafa. What's the connection? So Maikamer, Achi Kamer. Even though when you want to go use the coin, you're only using it, let's say, as 90% of its value. But when it comes to being part of Meiser Sheni, let's say you have 100,000 Meiser Sheni to be paid, that means the value of Meiser Sheni plus the fifth, whatever it is, you can be paid at full value onto the coin, not at 90% value. And that's what Chizkiya meant afalpi, that when you buy something, you can only use 90% of the value, let's say. When you're part of Meiser Sheni, you can use full value. Tell him, the Zohar Chizkiya is all Meiser Sheni. So that means you're cheating Meiser Sheni a little bit. It's not true. Vamar Chizkiya, Meiser Sheni, Shemar Sheva Pruta. Aymer Huvu, Kham Shemar Kala, Meiser Sheni. So what if you have Meiser Sheni, it's not worth a Sheva Pruta to be paid? So you're not allowed to be paid to something that's not worth a Sheva Pruta. That's not considered money. So what do you do? What you do is, you probably had Meiser Sheni you were paid last week that was worth a lot more. Let's say it was worth 90 shekel. Probably when you put down the money, you didn't put down exactly 90 shekel to be paid it. You probably did a little bit more, maybe 95. Which means you have 5 extra shekel on that money of Pidgin Meiser Sheni that's available now to be paid onto. So you could take this little less than a Sheva Pruta and add it onto that. Because you never do it exact. So what do you see? You see when you're part of Meiser Sheni, you don't do it exact. You see when you're part of Meiser Sheni, you have to do it berevach. So how can you say over here you're being paid as Meiser Sheni onto this coin which is only worth 90% of its value and you're using it for Meiser Sheni for 100% of its value? Someone know. Maybe Yafa, but Teiras Yafa. All that Chizkiya meant was that you could treat it as a coin. Remember, we said you're not allowed to be paid as Meiser Sheni onto a piece of metal. It has to be paid onto an actual coin. So at what point is this coin not a coin? So even if the coin is missing its value, if it's missing a amount, if it's not up to the point where you have to destroy it yet, therefore, it's still considered a coin. It's usable on some level. It's usable, yes, only for what it is, 90% or whatever it is, but it's still considered a coin. And that's what he meant, Yafa. The trey zile lemezalinam be. Yes, you can't do two things. It's sort of a coin, and you're going to be using it for full value that you can't do. You can't use it for full value. In fact, Rashi says you're supposed to use it a little bit less than the full value. Fine. But the Chiddush is, like we see in our Mishnah, that it is considered a coin. Okay.